This is a podcast from WOR. Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer once again, joined by Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. And those of you who are on the phones, thank you so much for staying there over the break. And those of you just tuning in, we've spent the first hour talking about probiotics and prebiotics and symbiotics. And if you'd like to find out a little bit more about what we spoke about the first hour, or if you want to just re-listen to the first hour, you can go to Wilner.com, our website, and there's a link to radio. And, hey, Don, when is this show going to be on the site?
Well, this show will be on the site maybe this evening, maybe tomorrow morning. I don't know exactly how quickly. There's two. When you click on the link on the radio tab, it'll take you to a page with two links. One link, the first one I said, I think says most recent shows, and the one below that says the older shows. The one on the top is the one you try first. I don't know exactly how quickly it gets on, but
Don, I've checked in like maybe Monday or Tuesday.
How fast do we need it, Arnie?
Right. Probably by sometime, Monday or Tuesday, if you want to listen.
Link, what we do is we take it and we add more information. We try to put the who the guest was, what the topics were, things of that sort, and convert it to a position on our website, and we can do anywhere from the following day to maybe a week later or something. But try the first link will get you the most recent shows as quickly as humanly possible.
Okay. All right. Now, John from Mastic Beach, you have a final question?
Yes. Thank you so much. All of a sudden, the last 6 months or so, I'm getting this terrible pain in my heel, my left heel. That one, it comes and goes, but when it comes, I could hardly walk.
Yeah, you need to see. It's probably a heel spur, but by all means, make sure you go and talk to a podiatrist or someone who knows about feet and bones and stuff like that, because it's probably not going to go away by itself. Okay, thanks for calling, John. All right, next we have, let's talk to Lucy from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Lucy. Thanks for listening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Yes, my question is, I was diagnosed with a certain strain of E. coli, and they prescribe certain particular antibiotics. I wanted to know how should I mix that with the prebiotic or probiotic,
right,
or what you were talking about in the early part of your show?
Okay.
How should I consume this kind of product?
Okay.
Or products.
Okay. The prebiotic, which is basically food for the beneficial bacteria, that can be taken at any time. You can take it, right with the antibiotic. You can take it, before the antibiotic, after the antibiotic. That really won't interfere with the antibiotic. Nothing really will interfere with the antibiotic. The antibiotic, it winds up killing a lot of the good bacteria that's in your gut. Plus, it'll kill a lot of the bacteria that you would take as a supplement. so that if you were taking a probiotic or a symbiotic, the antibiotic is going to kill a lot of the things that you're taking in. But even though it does that, it's still not a bad idea to take the antibiotic with to take the probiotic with the antibiotic, as odd as that may sound.
Yeah, many years ago, you know, Arnie, when I used to first give people advice, I'm talking, you know, way back when we first started, I used to tell people to wait until they were just about done taking the antibiotic before they started taking the probiotic, for just the reason that you explained, that, you know, what's the logic to taking a probiotic when you're also taking something that's going to kill it at the same time. But I have since become convinced, based on the research and the clinical experience from being reported by the many doctors utilizing these products, I've become convinced that while that same logic still holds, it is now being advised by everybody to start taking the probiotics even while you're still taking the antibiotics. And that seems to be better than waiting. So you can start taking a probiotic, a symbiotic, whatever you decide to do. And again, I think in most cases, the symbiotic, the mixture of probiotics and prebiotics, you know, makes the most sense for the average person. You can start taking that right away.
And Don, would you think that perhaps, though, you could do a little bit of a separation? Since, in other words, if someone was on an antibiotic, you know, take your antibiotic and perhaps wait a couple of hours to allow the antibiotic to get through out of the gut and into your circulation where it's needed, and then maybe perhaps take a probiotic or a prebiotic.
Well, yeah, I've heard people say that, and you know, the point is that, You know, the antibiotic gets into your bloodstream, into your tissues, and you try to keep it there with the proper dosing. Whether the localized action in the gut is going to be different than the systemic effect of the antibiotic, I don't really know, Sam. I'm not sure. But if it make, you know, why not? Okay, why not? That brings up, of course, the other question that perhaps impinges on what Lucy is asking, and that is, which is also has been the subject of some controversy, and that is, when, in the sense of time, timing, when do you take a probiotic? And you know, there used to be two schools of thought. Well, maybe there still are, but I think the consensus has swung around in one thing. Some people used to say take the probiotic on an empty stomach, and others used to say take it with food. And I've always felt it's best to take it with food, because I feel the food protects it against the effect of hydrochloric acid, stomach acid, and so forth. And I think the consensus of opinion has now come around to that as the preferred way to take a probiotic. Take it with food, right in the middle of a meal. And also, you know, many of these products say, you know, one a day. If you're fighting off something, or you're in the middle of fighting off an infection of some kind, I would double the dose. I would take one in the morning and one in the evening. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's always a good idea. Any other questions, Lucy?
Which one is a good one to take? Which one should I never take it? Which one do you recommend?
Okay, do you have a favorite company you've been using?
Not in particular. Something soft for my stomach, because I have allergies. And
okay. Well, there's lots and lots of good ones. One I mentioned, the Gyrodophilus with FOS. That's a good one. Or, you know, they have one which some of these products need refrigeration. Others don't need refrigeration. Okay? If you want a product that doesn't need refrigeration, You can take the
EPS.
Yeah, Gyrodophilus EPS.
I would suggest maybe Lucy should go for the higher potency ones, Arnold. As a matter of fact, Gyro does offer some extra high potency versions of their Gyrodophilus. And Lucy, you may want to take a look at their 20 billion strength probiotic. It's a much higher strength probiotic than their regular Gyrodophilus. So it's a Gyrodophilus high strength 20 billion probiotic product. And
but that's the one in the refrigerator.
That's the one in the refrigerator, and I think maybe you should commit to a high potency one just until you're in the clear.
Well, or the other, or again, we don't want to confuse Lucy too much. You can take the product that Sam is recommending. The downside of doing that, as Arnie is pointing out, is that to keep that high potency, it has to be refrigerated. On the other hand, the one that Arnie mentioned first, the Gyrodophilus EPS, may be a little bit lower potency, but it doesn't have to be refrigerated. And if you do what I say, take two of them instead of one, you're doubling the potency right there. So it depends on the convenience factor. You choose one of those two products, Gyrodophilus EPS, or I don't know what the other one is called. Gyrodophilus what?
20 billion. It's a Gyrodophilus 20 billion strength.
Oh, that's what they call it?
I think so.
Okay, Lucy?
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
All right. All right. All right, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number in the studio. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, we also need to take a break. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
We'll all be back after these messages.
Ideal Bowel Support from Gyro Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Gyro is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Gyro Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount price, of course.
Now, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. What's the secret to staying in business for 100 years? Well, I'm not sure, but we think it has something to do with creating a pleasant shopping experience, carrying a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and providing professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you, and doing all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have an additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Be sure to take advantage of these great deals. You can check our website, wilner.com, for both the regular seasonal sales as well as the special anniversary sale discounts now in effect. To be kept informed on everything we have going on this year, make sure you're on our mailing list. It's easy. You can do it at the website, wilner.com, or by phone at 1-800-633-1106, extension 7, or while you're in one of our stores.
Now, while you're on the website checking to see how quickly they post the MP3 file of this radio show, while you're there, check out also we have now a digital copy of the entire recent Wilner Chemist catalogs and sale flyers. So you can see everything right online, all the advertisements, the information, the articles, everything, and even some of the older catalogs are posted digitally. digitally as well. Okay? Now, of course, nothing beats visiting us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, or for you purists, Library Way and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store, where you'll find Sam Forbes holding court, is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. He holds court in the store, not at City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner, chemists and nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay. Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Stevie Window!
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions. And let's talk to Linda from Newton, New Jersey. Welcome, Linda.
Yes, hi. Love your program.
Thank you.
I just got Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, but I still have some left from two other companies.
Sure.
Can I take them together?
Absolutely. You can take Dr. O'Hara's probiotic, and if you wanted to use up some of your other probiotics, by all means, you could do that. Not a problem at all.
Oh, wonderful. Can I ask another question?
We'll charge you the same money, absolutely.
Earlier, when John was asking about his heel, it reminded me that on the balls of my feet, it feels like there's a thick pad, but you can't see anything. Thickening is just a sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what it could be.
Well, once again, as I said to John, it's a localized thing that perhaps a good podiatrist might have seen before, and it wouldn't be a bad idea to consult with him on that type of thing.
Yeah, I was hoping it didn't have anything to do with being a pre-diabetic.
Well, I was thinking that myself. You need to investigate it. Maybe some form of or beginning of some kind of a neuropathy or circulatory problem as well, because if there actually is no thickening of the pads and it just feels kind of strange, maybe it is. So that has to be investigated before some sort of supplement regimen can be recommended.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for listening, Linda. Okay, and we have Brad calling from the Bronx. Hi, Brad. Are you there, Brad? Nope. Brad.
Maybe
is
he'll
gone.
Try again later.
Oh, I sure hope so. Let's see. Barbara from Cranberry, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Well, hi there. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I have had severe gastrointestinal reflux disease for 10 to 15 years now, and I've been on Nexium just about that amount of time. I get scoped every 2 years. I have at one time had a history of Barrett's esophagus. Well, now the Nexium is not working anymore, has not been, so the doctor put me on pantoprazole. That isn't doing the trick either. I'd like to get rid of all of these meds and take some homeopathic remedies. Do you recommend probiotics with anything or what?
Okay. Now, when you say homeopathic, do you mean homeopathic or nutritional?
Well, I guess nutritional.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever. I want natural, remedies.
Okay, so have you done anything naturally at all? Have you been tested for H. pylori?
Yes, several years ago, and that was negative.
Okay.
Well, Don, I mean, in the beginning with our discussion, we actually only talked about the benefits of probiotics in the lower GI, but, you know, obviously we know that that there's definitely benefit, absolute benefit for people with reflux issues and such, so...
All right, so Sam, so what? How would you direct, you know, someone like Barbara? What would you suggest?
If she's been considered negative for H. pylori, that is really what the main purpose of taking a probiotic would be, to prevent the H. pylori bacteria from causing problems. However, there may be other benefits other than preventing H. pylori that taking a probiotic would give her Barbara. But normally what we would recommend for upper GI or gastrointestinal issues would be DGL licorice. It's extremely helpful, extremely important, I think, for managing anyone managing a GERD issue, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and it comes in a variety of many companies have it. Natural Factors, Solgar, everybody has a good DGL product. Really tasty one comes from Enzymatic Therapy. They've got some ultra chocolate flavored DGL. Tastes really terrific. And you just chew one or two between meals. Three times a day. I would say you would need it three times a day. In addition, there are a number of other substances that could be helpful. Mastic gum has been long known to be helpful for managing reflux disease issues and other types of, also H. pylori as well. And I actually like a product called DGL Plus. It's from one of the professional lines that we carry at Wilner's called Pure Encapsulations. It's actually a combination of DGL with marshmallow, which is a demulcent type herb, as well as a couple of other demulcent herbs, slippery elm as well. And it kind of soothes and heals the lining of the gut. And you take two capsules three times a day, unless you're taking a regular DGL product. But that one works really great. And there's probably a few other things, but right off the top of my head, I can't think of anything else.
Well, I think, you know, we mentioned during the first hour the difference between the primary...
You've got about 20 seconds, Don.
Primary treatments and secondary treatments. The probiotics would be a secondary treatment that should help, as well as maybe things like digestive enzymes and
right.
things of that sort.
Right.
Okay. All right, Barbara, that's our suggestions for you at this point. Thanks so much for calling. Okay, it's time for another short break, including a check on traffic. We'll return after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a board-certified heart surgeon for over 40 years, maybe even more, now practicing integrative medicine for more than a decade. I have an important message about healthcare today, and that is the high cost of repair. Not everything's covered, and conventional medicine doesn't do it all. In today's environment, prevention is key. Vitamins and nutrients play a very big role, but for most people, it's still one big and expensive mix-and-match puzzle. All of these different jars and capsules to deal with. Well, now the puzzle is solved. Propax with NT Factor is the daily, all-inclusive regimen that solves the puzzle and beats the cost. 5 tablets twice a day in the easy-to-carry packet, and you're protected against the effects of aging, stress, and most of all, fatigue. Proven in 7 clinical trials, Propax with NT Factor puts you ahead of your game. Solve the vitamin puzzle and beat the cost. Visit Wilner's today and ask for Propax with NT Factor. It's recommended by me, Dr. Fred Vanini, Dr. V.
Now for the traffic.
And good afternoon on the Belt Parkway in both directions. Delays building up at the Mill Basin Drawbridge. The bridge is in the up position, so eastbound delays from the Verrazano to Bay Parkway, heavy Ocean Parkway to the Mill Basin Drawbridge, and westbound delays now extend from Pennsylvania Avenue. Southbound side of the Harlem River Drive, watch for delays from the 140s to the Triborough, and again from the Manhattan Bridge down to the Brooklyn Bridge. Long Island Expressway slow westbound Douglaston Parkway to Springfield Boulevard. And out across the Hudson River, we've got minor delays for the Holland and Lincoln tunnels. No sign of trouble on the George Washington Bridge. Traveling on Long Island, looking good right now on the LIE, the northern and southern state. Out across the Tappan Zee, no sign of trouble. A crash on the New York State Thruway southbound between exit 17 and 16. And into New Jersey on the northbound Garden State Parkway at exit 159, the off-ramp closed for construction. And delays through Newark on 21 southbound to Chester Avenue, also closed for construction till 5 tomorrow. Tom Rogers, WOR Traffic.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
WOR.
We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great, gluten-free, and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions are now available from Wilner Chemist. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle, you pick the flavor, at half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemists and nutritional supplement professionals.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. And before we get back to the phones, I want to remind you that as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, we have selected products from 14 companies on sale at one-half price. In addition, we have over 50 product lines on sale at discounts of 30, 35 to 40% off list price. Check our website, wilner.com, or stop by the store for the full list. Okay, our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. Okay, let's say hello to Carol from Bogota, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi. How do you pronounce the name of your town?
Bogota.
Bogota. I said it right. Okay.
Yes, you did. I want to thank you for taking my call and for a wonderful show.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And a terrific catalog.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's right. Don does the most of the work on the catalog. You know, all of us are just a support staff there.
I like you, Carol. You're a nice person.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. My question is concerning strontium.
Okay.
Is there a downside?
Okay. Strontium is a mineral. It's in the chemical classification. It's just below calcium in the periodic table, which means it might be expected to have some of the similar properties as calcium. And in some ways it does, and that's related to bone strength. Now, what's the story with strontium? You know, when we say you need to take calcium, you need to take about 1,000 milligrams of calcium or 1,200 or 800 milligrams of calcium, those amounts of calcium are sort of, you know, what you might, you know, find in a good diet. But strontium is different. You know, strontium isn't available in all of the natural things that we eat. It's not available in those quantities. Strontium is available in very low amounts in our food supply. So what are we doing? We found that strontium, if you take higher amounts of strontium, it can help with bone strength. Okay, I don't want to make this more confusing, but it's in some circles it might be difficult to say, even though strontium is available naturally, that we are using strontium in higher quantities than we were really meant to use strontium. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
So it's okay.
I have no idea I have no idea. You totally lost me. Can I maybe just
why did I lose you? Strontium. Strontium is.
Are there any side effects or interactions of strontium? Let me quote from Health Notes. No consistent toxicities from strontium supplements have been reported. At the time of writing, there were no well-known drug interactions with strontium.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You can have the mic back on.
Okay. The thing I want to say is the first thing you need to do is make sure you're taking adequate amounts of calcium, magnesium, and multivitamins and all of that stuff. The second thing you need to know is make sure you're taking adequate amounts of vitamin D, that your vitamin D levels are robust enough to support the absorption of the calcium that you're taking in. The third thing is to make sure that the calcium is going into the right place, and that's where vitamin K2 fits in. You want to make sure that you have adequate amounts of vitamin K2 to make sure the calcium is getting into the bones and not going to other places in your body where you don't want it to go. Now,
right.
If all of that does not work, then you take strontium. You don't take strontium as the first thing.
Right.
You take strontium after you've done the calcium, magnesium, after you've made sure your vitamin D is robust, after you make sure you're taking enough vitamin K2 to get the calcium where it needs to go. If all of those things still leave you with not enough bone strength, then you add the strontium. That's really what.
Yeah, and I think that, Arnie, is probably the most important message that we can get out. Because, as I think you're implying, a lot of people hear about these miraculous individual nutrients like strontium and think that that's all that they need to do. And that's as you're pointing out, very far from the truth. Calcium, magnesium, the other trace minerals, the silicon, the vitamin D, as Arnie pointed out, vitamin K, all of these other things are the first area that you need to be directing your attention. And there are products out there that, by the way, that contain a lot of these minerals and nutrients in combination for just that purpose. So it's not really that difficult, okay? Some may even contain some strontium, too. But that's the key thing.
Yeah. Okay, that's really what I meant to get across, Carol.
Okay, because I'm taking all of the calcium and the K2 and vitamin D, blah, blah. Because my grandmother broke her hip, my mother broke her hip, I was just concerned.
Okay, have you had a bone density, though?
Yes, I have.
How you doing?
I'm okay, but I'm not great.
What? Okay, then
I'm 65.
You have the beginning of osteoporosis?
They say I have osteopenia.
How old are you, Carol?
65.
Okay, osteopenia is what older women sometimes get. And, you know, they're trying to make it a disease so they can figure out what drug to give you. But it's really not a disease.
Okay.
Okay, you just need to make sure that all the things you're doing in proper quantities. Make sure, you know, if you haven't had your vitamin D level checked, make sure you have a good level of vitamin D.
I'm at 56 right now.
Oh, you're great. Okay, you did that. Good for you. And make sure you take the K2. And
right.
If you still need more, then by all means, take a strontium supplement.
Okay.
You know, Doctor's Best makes a
right,
nice...
Right, that's what I've been taking.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a nice formula, I just wanted to make sure that you were doing all the basics.
Yeah. Right.
Right, I just wanted
and
to...
And again, like I say, Carol, no, you know, right now... there are no reports of toxicities or concerns with taking a strontium at the levels that we usually talk about in supplement form. So at the moment, you don't really have to be concerned about a downside because we're not aware of any.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
Okay. Thanks for listening, Carol.
Thank you.
Okay. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Okay, who's next? Mike from Manhattan. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Good afternoon. Thank you, gentlemen. I never miss the program. In fact, last week I was in the Park Avenue store getting my new supply of CoQ10. Okay. 1 year ago, I had my right knee totally replaced, and it was phenomenally successful, I must say. I do have osteoarthritis, and the left knee is starting to twinge a bit, and like one ibuprofen keeps it comfortable for a day or two, but I've lost 40 pounds. I've joined the gym. I'm going to prove 68 is the new 38 with your
there
guys'
you go.
Help. But I want to know what I can do to keep that other knee as lubricated and as healthy as possible.
Okay, well, lots of things. The basics really are, as we always say, which you seem to be doing, you know, good nutrition, make sure you're taking your multivitamin, all that stuff. But you've heard of glucosamine and chondroitin.
Exactly.
Okay, have you used that?
Yes, I actually have a bottle of the Osteobiflex, and I bought some Baxil at your store of hyaluronic acid last week, too. So.
Okay, you have them. Make sure you use them. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. You've heard we've always spoken about fish oil.
Oh, yes.
Fish oil is an excellent anti-inflammatory. Make sure the proper prostaglandins are working to prevent inflammation. Okay, that's a good second place to start.
Omega-3 or omega-6?
No, 3.
Three.
Not that I didn't mean to make it sound that omega-6 is bad, but omega-3 in this particular case would work better than omega-6.
Okay,
you
thank
know, and that,
you. Right.
And that probably should be done with the use of fish oil. Nordic Naturals makes a nice fish oil. You can use that. They make a liquid. They make capsules. If you're going to use capsules, use their Ultimate Omega product, two a day.
Great. I sure will.
Okay. Okay.
I thank you so much.
You know, if you have a big occasional, let's say after working out and you want to, you let's say you perhaps maybe overdid it and you feel a little twinge of pain after either working out or physical therapy, there are some very good anti-inflammatory salves. We've got a nice display in the downtown store. I don't know about uptown, but Tralmeal from BHI Heal is a wonderful anti-inflammatory cream. You should probably use it before and after your workouts just to keep the joint, both joints even, free of inflammation. And also, we had Dr. Paris Kidd numerous times on the show, and he introduced us to Mareva. Very good anti-inflammatory. Mareva, take two a day if you feel like a flare-up of inflammation. It's a bioavailable, highly absorbable form of turmeric or curcumin.
Okay.
Oh,
so
okay.
We've done advertisements for New Chapter for one of their anti-inflammatories called Zyflamend, which is also an excellent herbal anti-inflammatory. So there's lots of places where you can go with this. Mike, if you happen to be around the store, stop in, say hello, and we'll show you all the different things.
I'll be in there Tuesday.
Okay.
We're Thank there. You so much.
I'm there in the afternoon if you want to talk to me.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. You know what? Why don't we pause for another short break? You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR. And our phone number is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
We'll all be back after these messages.
Do you know where true immunity begins? Most people don't. Hi, I'm Dr. Ross Pelton, and I've been a registered pharmacist for many years. One question I'm most often asked is how to boost immunity to avoid illness. Most people are surprised to learn that good health begins in the gut, where over 70% of the immune system's cells reside. So having a healthy digestive system is critical for optimal health. I recommend taking a high-quality probiotic like Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system for good health year-round. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria which work synergistically to maximize health and immunity. I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available anywhere. For strong immune health, take Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and accept no substitute.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
As you know, this is Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary. We're celebrating this event with sale, contests, and giveaways. Among the items on sale, we have six of our Phytotech herbal supplements featured at one-half price. Here are the products. Echinacea Golden Sealed 90 Veggie Caps, Echina Acute Complex Liquids and Liquid Veggie Caps, Immune Complex Liquids, Relax AM and PM Liquids, and Ginkgo Biloba Leaf Liquids and Veggie Caps. All are on sale at one-half price. For more information, go to our website, wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professional since 1911.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium, along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. And before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter gives you the whole truth, and as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, two New Chapter products, their prenatal tablets and Prostate 5LX, are on sale at one-half price. Okay, getting back to the phones, let's talk to Ethel from Rhinebeck, New York. Hi, Ethel.
Hi. I've been suffering from shingles now for about 3.5 months, and I've been on an antiviral medication, and now I'm on gabapentin, and the side effects are awful, and I want to get off it and need to know if there's a alternative or a healthier way for me to get off this and get on something else.
Shingles is very difficult sometimes. Sometimes, you know, it lasts just a little bit, and sometimes it sort of stays with you. Unfortunately with you, it stayed with you. One thing I would definitely look into is acupuncture. If you haven't looked into acupuncture, please look into acupuncture.
I'm doing that weekly.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. The second thing, it seems that high doses of the B-complex seems to be helpful, especially vitamin B12.
Oh.
Okay, so, you know, by all means, make sure you're taking robust levels of vitamin B12, even if you have to have a, you know, your doctor give you an injection. You know, that might be helpful as well.
All right. Well, I mean, in terms of your overall immune system, there are things you can take. Specifically for the nerve pain, you'll have to follow Arnie's advice. He even mentioned to me before you got on the air a salve or a ointment,
liquid.
Yeah. What is it called, Arnie?
Norigen.
Norigen
it's
liquid.
It's a combination of essential oils.
Right.
So it's N-E-U-R-A-G-E-N.
So it probably will give you some temporary relief.
Something you rub on.
Right. But the thing is, for overall immunity and strengthening your immune system, there may be some use for, I would say, taking lysine might be good against supporting your immune system and fighting against the virus. Lysine on an empty stomach, I would say, do 500 to 1,000, two or even three times a day, especially when you feel like an attack is coming on. You may really want to pump up the lysine. The other thing you can do is, I've had a number of customers who've tried this. Certain types of seaweeds do have an antiviral effect. The one that seems to have the best effect is called red marine algae. And it's available by a couple of different companies. The one that I can remember is called Gigartina, G-I-G-A-R-T-I-N-A, Gigartina. And that's from Vibrant Health, I believe, is the company. And we've had a number of customers who felt that supported their immune systems. And, of course, perhaps medicinal mushrooms, maybe something really strong like AHCC. Don't have any evidence as to whether that specifically will be good against that type of virus. But these are things that support your immune system, prevent infection. But if you've already had the infection and you're having the kind of nerve pains that normally associated with this, then you may want to stick with what Arnie had mentioned. Perhaps even as protective nutrients like acetyl-L-carnitine along with the B12. What else did you mention? B12?
B-complex.
The coenzyme B-complex, I would say, would be a better way to go. Coenzymated Bs, I think, have a better affinity for nerves, nerve tissue. So I would go with a coenzymated B type product. Country Life makes one. As a matter of fact, we have it on, I believe, on special, 50% off for the 60 size. But you may want to take a look at that, okay? And good luck to you.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
Okay, thanks for the call, Ethel. All right, Bob from Spring Valley, New York. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a question about titanium oxide.
Okay.
Sh-
should I take a glucosamine chondroitin supplement with it, or is it bad?
Okay, it's titanium dioxide. Okay, and
yeah.
It's found frequently in supplements in very, very small amounts, and in the amounts that it's in the supplements, it's quite safe.
Okay, thank you.
You don't need to worry.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Okie doke. All right, let's see. Elizabeth from Queens, welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing fine. How about you?
Okay, thank God. I had an angiogram a while back, and I had a blocked artery, and they had described it in the papers as calcium deposits. So I'm very interested in where the calcium goes when you take it, and as a result, I'm not taking any supplements. I'm just eating a reasonable amount of food with calcium. But can you tell me how much K, how much D? Oh, I was taking Plavix, so I couldn't take K. Now I'm off the Plavix, so I think I can take K. I'm pretty sure, I think. So can you tell me how much K I need, how much D, and how much calcium, and to keep it going into the bones and not the arteries?
Hmm. Interesting question. Well, okay. The first thing is, you know, Plavix works differently than Coumadin, so it doesn't have the it doesn't have that vitamin K effect like Coumadin does. So I don't know why you weren't allowed to take K, but that's okay. How much calcium should you take? Well, you know, not knowing you specifically and anything else, you need to take, you know, at least a recommended amount, which is somewhere around 800 to 1,000 milligrams a day of calcium. Vitamin D, they recommend probably about anywhere from 1,000 milligram units a day. You know, but vitamin D is one of the things you can have your blood checked for. So if you have your doctor check the vitamin D level, you'll know roughly what you need to do. Most probably, if you haven't supplemented, you might be on the low side, and you might need more robust levels of vitamin D as a supplement, at least 2,000 IUs a day, maybe more. Vitamin K, it's the K2 form that we're talking about.
Right.
Vitamin K2, and that form is usually comes from a fermentation of natto, and it's available by a number of companies. Jarrow has it. They call it MK7. All right, and there you just need usually one capsule a day is enough for the vitamin K2 level.
One capsule of how many milligrams?
It's 90 micrograms.
Okay, can I ask you one more question? Does it matter whether I take supplements or I eat the food with the calcium?
You can do either one as long as you're getting it. If you want to eat that much calcium-containing food and you know how much you're getting, good for you.
Okay, and do you take them all together, the K, the D, and the calcium?
You could.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and there's combination products that have these things. But, you know, as we said to an earlier caller, it's not just calcium. You know, there's other things that fit in, magnesium, copper, zinc, manganese, chromium. You know, you to just say I'm taking calcium is not the right thing.
Right. Okay. And where are your stores again? One is in near Grand Central.
One is a block south of Grand Central at on Park Avenue, East 41st Street. And the other store is right across from City Hall on Broadway at Broadway right adjacent to Murray Street, 253 Broadway.
Okay, is there one on Long Island?
No, we don't. We're just in the city.
Okay.
So
easier,
please visit us at either of the two stores.
I will. Thank you so much. Who am I speaking with?
This is Arnie.
Okay. Arnie Gatomer.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Okay, let's see. One more caller. Bill from Bloomfield, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling to ask about any supplements that you could recommend for restless leg syndrome.
Restless leg. maybe some magnesium?
Yeah, probably a mineral imbalance, Arnie. I mean, I don't know if there's a specific there may be a underlying factor causing restless leg, and it may, my immediate response would be some sort of mineral supplement. But the thing is, there is a homeopathic remedy you can take for restless leg syndrome. It's called Zincum Metallicum.
Zincum Metallicum, okay.
It's a homeopathic form of zinc, and there's, I think Highlands also makes a restless leg formula. Highlands.
Okay, thanks for the call, Bill. All right, right now you're going to hear a little bit about Wilner's Antiox Phytocomplex.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phytocomplex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phytocomplex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phytocomplex. You'll be glad you did.
This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of prenatal tablets and Prostate 5LX, both now on sale at one-half price at Wilner Chemists. New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. Okay, please visit us. There are either two stores in Manhattan, the Midtown store, 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or the downtown store at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. Like to thank Ira and Noah for helping us out today, and make sure you stay tuned at 4 o'clock for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini, Dr. V.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
This has been a podcast from WOR.